We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
One day after Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul shared positive updates on subway safety, there's been another shooting in the system, this time on board an N train in Lower Manhattan.
There were some really terrifying moments at the Canal and Broadway subway station. The police said two men were arguing and it got heated, and then one man shot the other twice. It happened at 1 o'clock this morning, and witness Fahmi Mansour told Channel 7 she didn't think she would survive.
I thought I was going to die. I didn't think this would ever happen to me, and No, it happened.
The man who was shot took a bullet to his arm and another to his torso. He's in stable condition. Just the day before, Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams each separately said the subways are safer and that subway crime is down 28%. Go figure. Carol Diori, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM on Canal Street.
More protests taking place today in New York, New Jersey, and across the nation following the release of that graphic police body cam video in the Tyre Nichols case in Memphis. Nichols is the motorist who died after a traffic stop. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver a eulogy this Wednesday at Nichols' funeral in Memphis. And today he addressed what he says is this century's new civil rights battle.
It has gotten to a critical point where we're going to have to deal with it. Just like in 200 years to deal with slavery, it is time for us to stop and come to terms with policing in America.
The Reverend speaking at his weekly National Action Network rally in Harlem this morning. The five police officers who were later fired and charged with murder in Nichols' death are all out of jail after posting bond. But now, some other first responders are being investigated as well.
The five Memphis police officers seen in videos kicking and bludgeoning Tyre Nichols on January 7th were not the only law enforcers present that night. Two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies also responded to the scene after the beating of the 29-year-old. Sheriff Floyd Bonner has placed both on leave as a probe begins into their action or inaction regarding Tyre Nichols. And two paramedics also are being investigated over the 22-minute delay in transporting the bloodied and unconscious Nichols to the hospital.
That is correspondent Jim Ryan with the latest. A public funeral for Nichols has been scheduled for this Wednesday in Memphis. A candlelight vigil will take place Monday night in Sacramento, California, his hometown. The Tyre Nichols tragedy has been difficult for Gwen Carr, whose son Eric Garner died in a police chokehold in Staten Island in 2014. She says the murder charges filed against the officers accused in the case are a step in the right direction, but not a guarantee of justice.
It's not over. It's not a slam dunk. I know it from my case. I know it from George Floyd's case. It's not a cut and dry thing.
Carr adds that she has not been able to watch the graphic police body cam video. Today's protests in the tri-state area include a rally at the Lincoln statue in Newark, just getting underway, a justice ride in Union Square this afternoon, and that'll be followed by a march at Washington Square Park at 5 o'clock. A protest last night in Times Square was largely peaceful, but three people were arrested, including one who allegedly kicked in the windshield of a police car. Well, Congressman George Santos, who's lied about huge portions of his personal and business background, could now be facing a criminal investigation. The Washington Post reports that the Justice Department has asked the Federal Election Commission to hold off taking action against Santos over campaign finance violations while it conducts its own criminal probe. Santos listed a salary of $55,000 in 2020 when he first ran for Congress, just 2 years later claiming he owned assets in the millions of dollars.
He first reported that he had loaned his campaign over $700,000. But then just this week, he amended those forms to suggest that maybe that money for his campaign was not actually from personal funds. So all of this just raising so many serious questions about whether he or his campaign could have broken any laws.
And that is correspondent Mary Alice Parks with that report. A car crash on Long Island has put a woman in the hospital and landed a driver behind bars on DWI charges. It happened on the LIE in Suffolk just after 5 this morning. Police say a Mercedes headed east near exit 51 rear-ended a Nissan leaving a passenger in the Nissan seriously injured. She's identified as 63-year-old Irene Weitz of Plainview. The guy at the wheel of the Mercedes, 26-year-old Sarganveer Sandi of Dix Hills, was not hurt, but he is being arraigned today on drunk driving charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.